Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for this, Father, that you brought us into this service. And Father, even as we enter into the service of your word, we pray for your presence to abide with us. We pray, mighty Father, that send forth your word. Let it go forth with power and authority to heal, to transform, to deliver in the name of Jesus. For you are the Lord that sent forth your word, and it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you send it to accomplish in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. I want to take this time to welcome you all to RTD Church International Sunday Impactation and an Anointing Service in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are connected, greetings to all of you. I pray that you have been blessed so far in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to tell you that you are welcome into this assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's a reason why you are here, and don't leave. Stay connected in the mighty name of Jesus and hear the word of the Lord. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. I want you to be a witness to the word of God this evening in the name of Jesus. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. Now this is what the Bible says. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb I knew you, and before you were born I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ha, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, hallelujah, do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want us to pray that the Lord may locate you. Hallelujah. That the Lord may locate you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of a congregation, in the midst of a nation, in the midst of a generation, it is my prayer that the Lord will locate somebody. Hallelujah. You may be in that situation and you are a young man. Hallelujah. Your life seems hopeless, but God has an appointment with you. Hallelujah. God has an ordination with you. God has a day that he has ordained that he will visit. God has a day that he has ordained that he will pour fresh oil upon your life. Hallelujah. You may be just that little kid that is running around like David, who was taking care of his father's cattle, that nobody cared about him. His father could not even recognize him as one of the sons. But when the sons were called out, the Bible say that David was left out. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. No wonder David say that if my father and my mother forsakes me, the Lord will hold me in his arms. Praise the Lord Almighty. Have you ever gone through that process? But even the people you trust fail you. Your parents may fail you. Your husband may fail you. Your husband may fail you. Hallelujah. Your wife may fail you. Your children may fail you. Praise the Lord. But we serve a God that has an appointment with us, that has an ordination with us. Praise the Lord Almighty. And at that time, when Jeremiah least expected, hallelujah, the Bible said the word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Hallelujah. I anointed you. I set you apart. I put my glory upon your life. Praise the Lord Almighty. Do you know there's a lot of people that they are living very careless right now. They are living very careless right now. They are living in sin. They are living in lies. They are living in adultery. They are living in fornication. They are living in prostitution. But they don't understand that before they were formed in their mother's womb, God had an appointment with them. God had a purpose with them. God had an encounter with them. And I want us to bring us back to that very day that God had an encounter with us. Praise the Lord Almighty. How we together, hallelujah. Before God purposed to bring you here on earth, there is a conversation that he had with you. Before you even existed in your mother's womb, there is a conversation that God had with you. Praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah. The problem is the ones who are born in this Eden, adulterous and immoral world, we tend to forget that which God had deposited within our spirit. We tend to forget our direction. We tend to forget the things that God wanted us to see, the things that God wanted us to walk in. Praise the Lord Almighty. And a time came that God had to encounter Jeremiah and remind him of his purpose, remind him that he has an ordination with God, he has a consecration with God, he had an appointment with God. And the Bible said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Praise the Lord Almighty. You know, to knew is much deeper. Praise the Lord. Because if you say that I know somebody, it means you have a close relationship with that person. Hallelujah. You cannot just say I knew the person and you don't have a close relationship with the person. It means that God had a close relationship with Jeremiah. Before he was born, they had a conversation. They had a friendship. Hallelujah. Do you know before you are born, you had a friendship with God? You existed in the spirit before you exist in the flesh. And before you came here on earth, God had a conversation with you. God had talked with you that there is something that is lacking on earth that you are born to fulfill. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your existence here on earth is not a mistake. Irrespective of how you are born, whether you are born out of broken home, whether you are born in drug addiction, whether you are born in prostitution, whether you are born in one night stand, it doesn't matter how you came into this world. What matters it is that God has a reason why you are here on earth. If you are not needed here on earth, you couldn't have existed on earth in the first place. Hallelujah. How many children are born and they die? They don't see the day. They don't see the sun. How many children get aborted? How many children perish before even they see the sun? But God, by his mercy, by his grace, he has enabled you to see this day. He has enabled you to grow. He has enabled you to learn to walk. He has enabled you to learn to speak. Praise the Lord Almighty. Because there are things that you are called to fulfill here on earth. God is not an idler. God will only bring you here on earth because he saw there is a gap. He saw there is a need somewhere that needs to be fulfilled. He saw there is something that only you can accomplish. Hallelujah. The things that God has called you to accomplish, I can't accomplish. Hallelujah. I can only accomplish that which is ordained upon my head. And each one of us, there is something that God has ordained before the foundation of the earth. There are things that God has ordained you will become. There are things that God has ordained you will achieve. Hallelujah. And you need to come back to that realignment with the purpose of God. You need to come back to that that realignment so that you know that which concerned your life. And God had to bring back Jeremiah, hallelujah, glory be to God, to the beginning of the days, hallelujah, before even he existed in his mother's womb. There are times that God has to take you back before even you existed here on earth to remind you that you are not here on earth to fulfill the purposes of the enemy. You are not here on earth for destruction. You are not here on earth to make people sin. You are not here on earth to propagate propaganda of darkness, but you are here on earth because you are a child of God. You are the apple of his eye. You are an ambassador of heaven, and you came here to represent the agenda of heaven, not the agenda of darkness, not the agenda of Freemasonry, not the agenda of evil, but you are here for the purposes of the Father. So God had to take Jeremiah back in the spirit and remind him of the conversation that he had with God. And the Lord said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Before you were born, I poured oil on you. I poured the oil of consecration. The oil of consecration, there is the oil of separation. You know, when God wants to use you, he has to set you apart. When God wants to use you, you can't look like them, you can't talk like them, you can't walk like them, you can't dress like them. Hallelujah, glory be to God, because God has to set you apart and make you to become a salt unto your generation, and make you become a pillar, and make you become a light in that family, in that house, in that village, in that place where everything is falling apart, in that family where everything is falling apart, where people are dying in drug addiction, people are dying of AIDS. God wants you to form, to set you apart in that family and use you to be a beacon of light unto your generation, to be a beacon of light unto your family, to show them the way of the Messiah, to show them the way of light, to show them the way of repentance, to show them the way of the righteousness of God. That is a good thing, to have a relationship with God. It is a good thing to walk with God. Salvation is not a burden. Salvation is mercy. Salvation is love. Salvation is peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Salvation is a pleasure. And God wants you to be that beacon of light in the midst of a dark, adulterous and sinful generation. God wants to appoint you. God wants to lay hands on you. God wants to consecrate you. God wants to remind you, you can't be like them. You can't dress like them. You can't walk like them. You can't talk like them. Praise the Lord, because you have a peculiar purpose. Oh, bazada rite zedeleketeya, yekete zendelete menehanda rada bazaya. The Lord reminded the disciple Ananias that he had ordained Paul before the foundation of the earth to become an apostle, that he will suffer, he will go through many suffering on behalf of his name. Before even the foundation of the world was created, God's purposes concerning you were already fulfilled. God had already ordained you. God had already called you to be that mother, to be that engineer, to be that apostle, to be that doctor, to be that teacher, to be that evangelist that will bring light into their family, that will bring blessing into their family, to be that pioneer of the gospel of light, of the gospel of redemption, that will bring hope unto the destitute in the mighty name of Jesus, that through your teaching there will be revival. Through the songs that God will give you, the people will be healed, the blind will see, deaf ears will pop open, the dead shall be raised, because you have a peculiar purpose with God. You have a consecration with God. God has set you apart. God has anointed you for his glory, not for darkness, but for the glory of the kingdom of God. So you can't live like them. You can't be like them. You have been set apart for the glory of God. So the Lord is having a conversation with Jeremiah. I appointed you a prophet to the nations, not just a prophet to a nation, but prophet to the nation. Hallelujah. Do you know, when you know your capacity, hallelujah, you will wake up. Some of you from this sermon, you are going to wake up, because you look down upon yourself. You don't know how mighty you are in the spirit. You don't know that which God has ordained concerning your life, concerning your purpose. Praise the Lord Almighty. This is a young man. God is saying, I have called you, I appointed you before you are formed in your mother's womb, before you existed here on earth, I knew you, and I already ordained my purpose concerning your life to be a prophet unto the nation. Hallelujah. What it is that God had ordained before the foundation of the earth for you to become here on earth, you will not miss it from today, in the mighty name of Jesus. By the oil of God's grace, by the oil of God's mercy, there are people that God will open their eyes today. There are people that God will open their ears today. They will hear clearly. They will see in dreams what God has called them to become. You are coming out of the debris. You are coming out of destruction. You are coming out of that lifestyle. You are coming out of that sinful indulgement. Because the voice of God is visiting you right now. Come out of the dens of the lion. Come out of that lifestyle that doesn't glorify God. Come out from that persecution of Christian. You have been hating people. You hate people specifically. People who go to church. You hate men of God. But you don't understand. You are also called into the kingdom. You have a hatred for the people who go to church, for the people who are out for the glory of God. But you don't understand. You are also called to be part of that family. You are also called to be part of the family of God. You have been enjoying life in darkness, but today the voice of God is reaching to somebody. The masses of God is reaching to somebody to remind somebody that God consecrated you. God called you to be a pastor. God called you to be an apostle. God called you to be the teacher of the word. God called you to be an usher. God called you to be a musician in his house. God called you for his glory. It reminded Jeremiah, I called you to be a prophet unto the nations, to be a mouthpiece of the nation. You know, a prophet is a man that speaks on behalf of God. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, hallelujah. You know, there are things that when God speaks concerning you, you may think it is a joke. You may think, I am a nobody. I am a nobody. I don't have what it takes. I am not talented. I am not gifted like them. I am not a good speaker. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. I don't have the resources to do that which God has called me to do. Hallelujah. All the time we will give excuses. I am still young. You know, it's not yet my time to be saved. It's not yet my time to surrender my life to Christ. It's not yet my time. I just want to enjoy myself. I am still in my adolescence. Why should I be lost for the purposes of God? There could be a million questions in your head why you shouldn't serve God. There could be million excuses in your head why you couldn't serve God, but God says, I have prepared you, because I will not call you to that which I have not prepared you. I will give you everything that you need. I will anoint you. I will give you the giftings that you need. I will give you the empowerment that you need. I will let my spirit go with you. I will let my mercy go with you. I will let my grace go with you. I will let my power go with you. I will preserve you. I will protect you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a youth for all to all. Do not say that I'm only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. Don't just say I am only a youth. Oh, I am young. I am not mature enough. How can I stand before people? I fear to stand before people. I don't know how to express myself. I don't know how to speak to people. Who will listen to me? Who will pay attention to me? But the Lord is saying, don't fear. Don't say you are only a youth. Praise the Lord Almighty. For I will send, wherever I will send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Wherever I will send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because we are but vessels in the arms of God. Hallelujah. As vessels, we don't dictate what God pours in the vessel. Hallelujah. The Lord is the potter. He makes the vessel in a way he wants the vessel to be. When we are in the arms of God, we are the clay and he is the potter. And he molds us to the form, to the capacity that he wants us to carry. You cannot say, I am too young to carry the glory of God. I am too young to carry the grace of God. I am too young to be a preacher. I am too young to be an apostle. I am too young to be a prophet. I am too young to be a pastor. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because God will mold your vessel so that you reach to the capacity he wants you to be. Then he will pour his grace and his mercy and his oil, his anointing upon your life to accomplish that which he wants you to accomplish. But you are just a mere vessel in the hands of the Lord. Then he said, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. Say, Father, from today, touch my mouth. From today, touch my mouth. That out of my mouth, the dead shall come to life. Out of my mouth, the sick shall come to life. Out of my mouth, oracles of God will come out. Prophetic utterance will come out. Words that will change nations will come out. Words that will change the inhabitants of the land will come out in the name of Jesus. That out of my mouth will come power and glory. Out of my mouth will come the blessings of God. Out of my mouth will come good things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says the Lord touched his mouth. When the Lord touched your mouth, whatever cometh out of thy mouth will not be ordinary. Your prayer life will not be ordinary. Your worship life will not be ordinary. Because there is heavy anointing upon you. There is the grace of God upon you. He will make your word not to fall on the dry ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you will become a living epistle of God. You will become a voice of God unto thy generation. That when you speak, it shall come to pass. When you say the dead to rise, they will rise. When you say the sick to be healed, they will be healed. Because in you, God will put his voice. In you, God will put his authority. In you, God will put his crown of glory. Because God wants to make himself manifest on earth to the children of men. And he need a man to stand in the gap. He need a man to stand in the gap and display the splendor of his glory, and display the splendor of his power, and display the splendor of his mercy, that through you people will see the mercies of God.
God. Through you, people will see the power of God. Oh, bazata radi handura lepete binananta zeketeli hadura daya. He stretched out his hand and he touched my mouth. When God touched your mouth, you can never be the same. Another person that God touched his mouth was Isaiah. When he had a vision in the temple. Oh, bozadarite zedeletele menekaya. When he saw the angels crying, holy, holy, holy. And Isaiah realized he was a man that had dwelt in sin. He realized that his mouth has spoken lies. He had dwelt with people who speak lies. Make it zederete zedemaya. And the Bible said the Lord heard that one of the cherubim, and his tongue was touched with the hot iron. When their tongue is touched with the hot iron from above, that tongue that used to seduce will not seduce anymore. That tongue will begin to speak the oracles of God. That tongue that used to lie will not be able to lie again. That tongue that used to fornicate will not fornicate again. That tongue that used to sing secular music will not sing secular music again. From today you will sing for Jesus. From today you will speak the oracles of God. You will speak the glory of God. You will speak transformation unto your generation. You will speak, you will release the word of God unto nation, unto kings, unto family, unto different races. Lives will be transformed because God has touched your mouth. Make it zedi hadura damanatia. Edozarantene mehendele kadia handa. Touch my mouth, oh God. Touch my mouth. This mouth that I've been using to gossip others. This mouth that I've been using to speak bad, to speak evil, to curse people. This mouth that I've been using to bewitch people, to bring people down. From today, because the hand of God has touched it, your mouth will be on fire. Your mouth will be consecrated for the purposes of God. Make it zida harata zigadalatia. Edunanante zete dia kolda rata dia munda. Ete berito sotarane kedelito. Ete bina handalaka kita gilagia. Rete zedi manata zeketeli. Hatona manane. Ete legidia. Ete degedia legnate dignato. E perene mente nea candelani. E kedemerata zatalahi. Jeremiah said he touched my mouth with his hand. He touched my mouth in his hand with his hand. E barata zedeleteia. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have said to this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. When the Lord anoints your mouth, it is for a purpose, because there are things that you need to pluck up. There are things that you need to root out. The things that the Father did not plant, you have an agenda from God to pluck out things in our nation, things in our family, things in our cities, things in our suburb areas, things in our villages that the Father did not plant them. Destruction from the pit of hell, all satanic altars, satanic places of worship, we are called to close them in the name of Jesus. We are called to shut down the worship of darkness, the worship of magicians, the worship of soothsayers in the land, any altar that has risen against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we are called to pluck them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are called to pluck up and to break down every Asherah post, every works of the enemy, every witchcraft altar, every shrine that are holding onto the destiny of men. We are called to bring them down. Every lifestyle that doesn't glorify God, we are called to bring them down in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have an agenda on earth to fulfill the will and the purposes of God. We have an agenda on earth to bring the order of the kingdom of God. We are the ambassador of light, and wherever the soul of our feet shall tread upon, the Bible says we shall preoccupy. That's why we pray that our Father who art in heaven, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that our Father who art in heaven, let thy kingdom come. Oh, Bazadaret Zia. And when the kingdom of God come down, the kingdom of hell has to be shattered. The kingdom of hell has to be broken. The kingdom of hell that is holding on to the destinies of men, that are making people to be so alcoholic, that are making our young people to live as if there is no future. Ebarata Zegadia. There are things that God wants us to break. The hold of darkness in the land, the hold of darkness in the nation, the hold of darkness in the cities, the hold of darkness in the nation that are holding people in captivity, not to see the light of Christ, not to see the power of God, not to see the power of God unto salvation. Anything that is holding you in captivity, is holding your family in captivity, is holding your nation in captivity, is holding your village in captivity, let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be broken, let them be set on fire, let them be set on fire. Those altars that say that no one will arise, those altars that say no one will serve God, those altars that say you will not be married, those altars of witchcraft, those altars of death, those altars of occultism, let them be destroyed, let them be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that lifts up itself above the knowledge of Jesus, any human wisdom, any demonic wisdom that lifts up itself above the knowledge of God in our land, in our home, in our family, in our institution, in our nation, we plug them, we destroy them, we break them in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are called at a time like this to bring the order of God. We are called at a time like this to display his power. We are called at a time like this to be a light unto our generation. We are called at a time like this to display the glory of his splendor. We are called at a time like this to put unclean spirit to flight. We are called at a time like this to deliver the captives in the name of Jesus. We are called at a time like this to arrest witches in the mighty name of Jesus. We are called at a time like this, oh Barata Zegedia, Repeshete Mehendem, to expose the works of darkness. E Parada Zegedia, Aparana Manate Tegnia, O Parada Zegenaya, and to release the glory of God, to release the power of God unto salvation, that the blind may see, that deaf ears may open, in the mighty name of Jesus, that afflicted be released, in the mighty name of Jesus.
God is unveiling his purpose to Jeremiah. What are you called to do? Do you know the reason of your existence? Do you know why you are here on earth? Then you will start being serious with your life. You will start being serious with your life. Then he says, to destroy and to overthrow. To overthrow means to bring a new government. Hallelujah. There are places where darkness has been reigning too long. There are places where witches have been reigning too long. There are places where magicians have been reigning too long. Ha rabasaya. Zekoto rada hande le perede zeberetaya yakadaya. But because we are here in this nation, we are here to overthrow. We are here to overthrow evil kings. We are here to overthrow demonic people. We are here to overthrow darkness. We are here to overthrow in the mind.
mighty name of Jesus, there is an anointing to overthrow. There is an anointing to overthrow every satanic orders, every satanic systems that are holding people in captivity, not to see the light of God. Rapayata zegedia, rendo solmanate, e ketorano kota manani, e kila karata zegila koranani, e parada zegedia, let them be overthrown, because we are here in this land, we are here in this nation, we exist at a time like this to bring down the government of God, to bring down the order of heaven, to bring down the kingdom of Yahweh, to bring down the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, to rule over the land, to rule over our marriages, to rule over our children, to rule over our cities, to rule over the lives of our mothers, the lives of our fathers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has been in the land that has been causing fear unto the hearts of men, that have been causing fear, that have been preventing people not to seek the will of the Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here to overthrow. We are here to overthrow every works of darkness. Erita zanande, lekete benanatoya, yekete lita rananda, la parada zeketia, la parada zaganate, eto zanane kelagina koranano, ete zene ketelegenai, ete zede menetala laganate, in the mighty name of Jesus, we overthrow and we plant the kingdom of God. We overthrow and we plant the seed of the word of God in the hearts of men. What it is in your heart that have grown too strong against the purposes of God, that have grown too strong. You have read some certain books and you think your head has become big. You think you know too much, yet you don't know anything, because the devil has erected an altar of destruction in you. But I have come to bring that altar down. I have come to overthrow that altar that disdain God. I have come to overthrow that altar that doesn't want to see the will of God. I have come to overthrow that altar that doesn't want to see the light of God. I have come to overthrow that altar that doesn't want people to worship God. I have come to overthrow altars of infirmity, altars of sicknesses, altars of perversion, altars of immorality, rapayagadaya, altars of violence, altars of murder, altars of prostitution. We are born at a time like this to overthrow darkness in the land, to overthrow darkness in our nation, to overthrow darkness in our cities. We have come at a time like this to overthrow. Rapayagadalataya, jegedegalaganate, repedebelatatayo, ekedegedegedegede, rida mana 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 mana, jegadola katana mania, ekotoza. Let it be known that they are men of God in the city. Let it be known they are vessel of the kingdom in the land. Let it be known they are mouthpiece of God. They are prophets of God in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have come to overthrow the rulership of darkness. We have come to overthrow the agenda of hell. We have come to overthrow, and we decree that our children shall serve the Lord. We decree that they shall not be lost. We decree revival. We decree healing. We decree restoration. We lose souls to come to the light of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree mighty harvest. We plant the seed of hope, the seed of life unto the hearts of men. We plant the word of God. We plant the fear of God in the mighty name of Jesus. E parada zegedia. We plant hope in the midst of despair. E parada zegedia. We plant faith unto the hearts of men, that hearts of men may look unto God. That when they say there is the casting down, we shall say there is the lifting up in the mighty name of Jesus. Because our help doesn't come from man. Our help coming from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. We decree the word of God. God, to reign over our life, over our children, over our work, over our institution, over our career, over our business. Let the kingdom of God reign. Let the kingdom of God reign in our institution, in our nation. We decree the light and the power of His glory and the governance of God, led by the Holy Bible, by the Word of God, by the direction of the Holy Scriptures, in the name of Jesus, that we will not bow to the rules of man. We will not bow to demonic laws. We will not bow to demonic agenda. We will not bow to demonic teachings, in the name of Jesus, because we are born at a time like this to overthrow darkness. We are born at a time like this to bring the order of God, to bring the order of God, to bring the authority of God, to bring the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. It is you that God wants to raise to bring His order on earth. It is you that God wants to raise to break that road of affliction. That road of affliction, it is you that God wants to raise to break that spirit of miserability, that spirit that doesn't want anyone to lift up their head. It is you that God wants to raise. Then He says, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. After an encounter with God, you will begin to see. After an encounter with God, your eyes will be opened. Your spiritual eyes will be open to see wondrous things out of His word, because the Lord watches over His word to perform it. Even as I speak, there are angels that are running with the word that I'm speaking, because there is somebody that the Lord is about to visit. There is somebody that the Lord is about to open their eyes right now as we are entering into the anointing. There is somebody that the Lord is about to visit in a mighty way. There is somebody that the Lord wants to open their eyes. From today, you will not be ordinary. From today, the things that God had ordained concerning you will be made known to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, you will not live careless again. From today, thy mouth, thy tongue will be anointed. From today, you will become a mouthpiece of God. From today, you will speak and people will tremble. You will speak and devils will tremble. You will speak and unclean spirit will tremble. Your singing will not be ordinary. Your worship will not be ordinary. Your life will not be ordinary. Your teachings will not be ordinary. Your business will not be ordinary. You are becoming a light unto your family. You are becoming a light. You are becoming a pillar unto your nation. Oh, Bazadi. You are bringing a new order of children of God, of children of faith. You are bringing a new order, order of God, order of priesthood. You are bringing a new order of the apostolic. You are bringing a new order of worship leaders. You are bringing a new order of men and women who fears the Lord. You are bringing a new order of pastors in the church. You are bringing a new order of apostles, orders of prophets, orders of the teachers of the word, orders of men of wisdom, men that will walk in great miracle, signs and wonders, order of evangelist, order of prophets that will stand and speak for nations in the name of Jesus. You are bringing a new order in your life. You are bringing a new order in your family. You are bringing a new order in your marriage. You are bringing a new order in your city. You are bringing a new order in that village, in that nation. God is going to use you to be a pillar of light. God is going to use you to be a great evangelist. God is going to use you to be a great leader. God is going to use you to be a great worship leader, to be a great pianist. God is going to use you to be a great apostle. God is going to use you to be a great prophet of God. God is going to use you to bring light unto thy generation. God is going to use you to bring an end to the order of darkness, to bring an end to affliction, to open the gates of heaven. That from today onwards, your words will not be ordinary, because God will open thy eyes to see that which you need to see, to see wondrous things out of thy law. That from today, out of thy mouth, oracles will come. Out of thy mouth, the sick will be healed. Out of thy mouth, the dead will come to life. Out of thy mouth, all manner of breakthrough will happen. Oba zadarato, azagalia tarade kidinia, eshida haduranate, eperede zagadia. You will become an epistle of God. You will become a voice unto your generation. For thy voice will be heard, because the oil of God is upon you. No darkness can keep you beneath. No power can keep you beneath. No hell can keep you beneath. No unclean spirit can keep you beneath. You are arising. You are the head and never the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And you must conquer the darkness in your village. You must conquer the darkness in your family. You must conquer the darkness in your city. You must conquer the darkness around you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the darkness in that institution, you must conquer the darkness in that company. You must conquer the darkness. Tarada zegedia, repe shedima, atora raganate, epereda zegedia. Rise up to thy purpose. 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 By the grace, by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pulled you out of the debris. I pulled you out of dark places in the name of Jesus, unto the marvelous light of Christ. Come out of that filthy lifestyle. Come out of that addiction. Come out of that life of that doesn't please God, because you have a place in the heart of God. You have a place in the heart of God. Before the foundation of the heart, He knew you. Before He formed you in His mother, in your mother's womb, He had called you to be a prophet unto nations, and I called you out. Rise! Oh, I command the prophet out of you to rise. I command the apostle out of you to rise. I command the leadership out of you to rise. I command the glory of God out of you to rise. I command the power of God out of you to rise. I command the giftings of God that God had put on your bowels before the foundation of the earth, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the oil. I command them now to be open. I command oil from today to begin to flow out of you. Everything that has been locked will be unlocked in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your oil. Hallelujah. If you have an oil with you, a bottle of oil, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. These are matters of faith. If you don't have an anointing oil, you can even use water. Hallelujah. And we are going to pray over it, and you're going to use it to anoint yourself. You can anoint your home.
You can anoint your head in the mighty name of Jesus. You can anoint your children, because there is a grace that will lift you to the ordination of God. Will lift you to the place of seeing. Hallelujah. The place of seeing. After the encounter that Jeremiah had, his eyes were opened. He began to see things in the spirit. Hallelujah. From today, you will begin to see things in the spirit. You will begin to see and you will see well. You will begin to see things out of the law, out of the word. You will begin to see revelation out of the word. You will begin to see the word that will pull you out of your bed. Father, I lift up the oil before you, Jehovah God. Even those that are connecting by faith, I pray whatever they are using, let it be blessed. Let it be consecrated for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I release your life upon the oil. I release consecration. I release the power of the cross upon the oil of God. I release the characteristics, the features of the spirit to be released upon the oil. Oh Jehovah Adonai, let the oil be anointed, that wherever this oil shall be used, hallelujah, the powers of darkness shall vacate, sicknesses shall flee, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is not of God shall be plucked out, shall be broken, in the name of Jesus. The seed of the word of God shall be planted. Good things will flourish. The will of God will flourish. The kingdom of God will flourish. The purposes of God will flourish. Altars will be anointed for the purposes of God. In the name of Jesus, darkness will evacuate out of our houses, out of our home, out of our city, out of our land. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we stand with your word. Let this all be our oil of revelation. Let this all be our oil of light. Let this all be an oil of revealing of our purposes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that from today our eyes shall see and we shall see well, the way Jeremiah saw and they saw well, and the word of God came that to watch over your word to fulfill it. And Father, today by the authority of your word, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this oil, as it come upon us, O Jehovah, let there be a new beginning, let there be light. Let bondages be broken. Let affliction come to an end. Let family affliction come to an end. Let village affliction come to an end. In the name of Jesus, let national affliction come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the power of God descend. Let the kingdom of God come down. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a new beginning in our life. Let evangelists arise. Let prophets arise. Let apostles arise. Let teachers of your word arise. Let great men and women of God arise. By the authority of the oil, by the authority of your word, we are seeing, and we are seeing well. We will see wondrous things out of thy law. We will see revelation. We will speak in the name of Jesus, and it will happen, because thou hast promised to anoint our tongue. And today, as this oil come upon our vessel, may our tongue be anointed in the name of Jesus. May our spirit be anointed in the mighty name of Jesus. May consecration of God be made known unto our life, that which God had ordained before the foundation of the earth. Let it be revealed unto your children in the name of Jesus, that from today they will not grow up in darkness, but they will see the light of God, that the word will be a lamp to thy feet and a light to thy path. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen. Take a portion of that oil and anoint yourself. Just lift up your hand, that whatever God has for you, the Father will release it upon your life. That the glory of God, the power of God will come upon you. That the Lord will anoint your vessel in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to shout the name of Jesus 7 times. And I want you to do it from the bottom of your heart. Call upon the name. There is a weight in that name. There is glory in that name. That anything that has been an hindrance in your life will shut. Will shatter. Any altars that have been fighting you will shatter. By the authority of the word of God. Because you are called to pluck up. You are called to break. You are called
root out. Hallelujah. You are called to plant in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to call upon the name of Jesus? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? One, Jesus. Two, Jesus. Three, Jesus. Four, Jesus. Five, Jesus. Six, Jesus. Seven, Jesus. Let the power of God descend in our nation, in our land, in our homes, in our family. Let afflicted be loosened, the bound be loosened, darkness vacuate in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be healing, let there be revival, let there be testimonies of the goodness of God. Let light come in our heart. Come out, come out among them. You are called for His purpose. You are consecrated from today. You will speak for God from today. Your eyes are open to see. Your ears are open to hear the mouthpiece of God, the voice of God. Your spirit will hear the word of God. Your heart will hear the word of God. Your eyes will see in the name of Jesus. That veil that has been covering your eyes, I command it to fall in the name of Jesus. Receive your sight, receive your life back, receive your purpose, receive that which God had ordained. Oh, before you were formed on your mother's womb, He knew you. Receive that which is according to the will of God in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Just take 1 minute just to say thank you, Lord, because I have received that which belongs to me. I have received your will. I have received your direction. I have received my purpose. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. From today, my life will not be ordinary again. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.